This recording, Sudan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Coma gets a cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be extensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I cannot imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. There was a young boy who happens to be from Western Sudan. He did not get an official kind of education. When he get older, and after working in the farms, and taking care of the small herds of his father, he joined a group opposing the government. He learned how to use weapons and advance and material, and started to get higher in ranks, and eventually he found himself caught by the other side of the conflict, and they sent him to prison, where he started to read and write. He figured out that he have left many things behind and decided to join with his captive. The people who captured him were very fond of the way he used weapon and tried to recruit him to be one of their fighters. But he was interested in doing more reading and writing, and they were not. And so eventually he managed to flee them and get back to his old cohort. كان هنالك طفل صغير يعيش في أقصى الغرب، وهذا الطفل لم يتلقى تعليما منتظما، إنما كان يساعد والده في الزراعة والرعي. عندما شب كبيرا انضم إلى مجموعة مناهضة لنظام الحكم الموجود في بلده، وتعلم الرماية وتعلم كثيرا في الأمور العسكرية، حتى في يوم من الأيام تم أسره بواسطة القوات المناوئة، وعندما بدأ معهم كان يريد تعلم القراءة والكتابة عندما عرف أهمية ذلك، ولكنهم كانوا يريدون أن يستعملوا مهاراته في الأسلحة وأن يجعلوه مقاتلا معهم، لكنه تمكن أخيرا من الإفلات منهم وعاد إلى قواعده القديمة سالما.